Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And he got it.
I got to make sure he got all the way behind the line.
That's right.
He certainly got it off in plenty of time.
Oh, I think that's a two.
That is a two. You're right.
I think that's going to be a two.
That only ties the game. That ties the game.
Still.
A little preemptive choke sign there.
Still.
14 down under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
The NBA playoffs have been great, too. Tyrese Halliburton. What a shot, I guess.
Right.
Kind of a brick.
Didn't see it, yeah. It went off the rim and up in the air and hung there for a while, and Knick fans were holding their breaths, and then it went through.
I bet there's a shot, like a basketball movie, a basketball scene in a movie like that, where they thought, let's do that for the dramatic effect. Let's have it bounce off the rim and just go as high up as is humanly possible, and we'll slow the
right
the shot down, and the ball will be in the air for like 10 seconds, and then it falls. There's got to be – I'm not saying it would be a good movie.
No.
But there would be – there would sure. be that would have happened in a movie. How it would have been for the win, though,
In the movie. Right, in the movie, sure. How does Joey Chitwood's
Jimmy,
Joey Chitwood was a stunt car driver that used to perform at the Erie County Fair. How did hit that shot go in? I don't remember. Did it rattle around, or did he just drain it?
I think he just buried it.
Swished it.
I haven't seen that movie Hoosiers in a long time. I think he just buried it.
Jimmy Chitwood. Okay, get it right.
I'll make it.
Yeah.
Right? In the huddle.
Yeah.
After the players all give Norman Dale the dirty looks. Like, really? You're going to – he's a decoy? Jimmy? You would never – what do you mean? What? What?
Right. What are we doing here?
What?
Yep.
I'll make it. I think he has to make – I think with that setup, he has to swish it.
Just drain it.
He can't do this – he can't do this nonsense from last night where it bricks the back rim and then just – I know
it definitely didn't do that. I don't remember that ball suspended in the air, but, you know, it could have hit, like, you know, the backboard and the front of the rim and rattled around a little. But a swish is the most likely
I think it's
scenario.
A swish. Yeah. I don't know for sure. I think it's a swish. I think it should have been. Have we all seen Hoosiers? It's 40 years ago.
I'm going to say probably not.
It's longer ago. The movie is older than when it was made, like when it was set.
Right.
It would have been 30 to 35 years in the past where the movie is set, 50s. And now it's 40 years ago, 39, 40 years ago, Hoosiers. It's good. It's overrated.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't want to put my name on that. You feel free, obviously.
Overrated.
I haven't seen it in long enough but I remember really liking the movie.
It's no The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh when it comes to a basketball movie. I mean, it's not a lower tier than that. There's no doubt about that. It's good.
I've never seen this Fish Club That Saved Pittsburgh movie.
Dr. J?
Yeah.
You got to see it.
Never saw it.
No, there's a great basketball
somehow
movie.
Somehow I've managed to make it this far.
Well,
so I don't know about God. God,
what you want,
see it
what you do in life,
strong.
What you do in life is you're happy with what you have,
right.
And what you haven't done, you don't want to be sad about that. So you're just like, you know, I've done a lot. I'm happy with my life, even though I haven't seen The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
Somehow I
doesn't
persevered.
Feel like a void.
Yeah,
doesn't really feel like I've missed out, and I still have time. It's the kind of thing you could still do. It's not exactly like going to the Great Wall of China or something where you feel like you'll never have a chance to do that.
No, I could just go home tonight and before the hockey game starts, tap into any one of my 17,000 streaming services that I'm paying $6.99 a month for, and
You think it's on one of them?
Find my way to it.
It might be too obscure for it to be on. I doubt it's on Netflix or anything. You get Jonathan Winters.
Yeah.
You love Jonathan Winters.
Maybe I can. I do.
Yes,
maybe I can,
everybody does.
Maybe I can find it on Acorn. My wife has an Acorn subscription.
What's Acorn?
It's some British, you know, streaming.
Really?
British crime dramas mostly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Acorn?
I'm not kidding. Yes, that's a thing. I just looked today. We talked about this yesterday, and you mentioned, like, you know, we see the ads for the apps that will tell you what you have and what you're paying. My Apple TV subscription actually does that. Like, it houses all of that under one umbrella, and I can go in there and look. And I think about 6 months ago, I went in there and I went, Acorn, get out of here. Acorn. But it's back because my wife likes it.
Okay.
I'm going to stay out of the way on Acorn.
You got to see this movie. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page now. Jerry Tarkanian is in it. Kareem. Marv Albert.
None of these people are actors.
Bob Lanier. No, like real players.
Yeah. Acting like they're playing basketball.
That's playing just basketball.
That sounds a little odd.
No, like really playing.
Yeah.
Not like the South Bend high school jokers. They might have been really playing. Here's Tom with us. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Wanted to call in about your Josh Allen question. I like the question.
Good.
Had a name in mind. This is kind of just based off my football watch. I've been a Bills fan only 20 years or so. But I was kind of thinking Donovan McNabb. McNabb drafted in 99. Then he went to those four consecutive NFC Championship games in 01, 04, I want to say it was.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they kind of had the same trajectory. Josh mm-hmm. kind of had the instant success within 2 to 3 years. He's only been to 2 NFC Championships, but it feels like 4 because we're always contenders. But I just feel like their careers have been kind of the same to this point, just based on where they've been, the AFC and NFC Championships, and them contending every year for a Super Bowl. So, yeah, he's kind of the first name I thought.
I think that's really good. I think that's really good, and I hadn't thought of McNabb. But, again, thank you, Tom. You're doing it through the team lens, and that is what is unique to quarterback. If we talked about running back,
about yards and touchdowns.
It would be about style.
Right.
You know, sure. This guy would run over you, this guy would run around you, but it would never even – Barry Sanders not getting to a Super Bowl is never mentioned. Like, it's just not – it's not held against him in the slightest. But quarterback, so many of these comparisons are about how the teams did. And I'm not saying that's wrong. That's kind of what quarterback is. So McNabb is really close. I like how he said it. They haven't been to 4 AFC championships, but it seems like it.
Right.
It does seem like it. You know, they could have been. Maybe should have been to 3 in 4 years or 5 years. So I like McNabb for this. I'm going to add him to the list. He has a nickname, but only one on Pro Football Reference. Only one.
Is it related to his Chunky Soup sponsorships?
It is not.
Okay.
Unless he did 5 different ad campaigns because it's 5. His nickname is 5.
His nickname is his number?
Yes.
I want this entire conversation stricken from the record.
5.
5 is his nickname.
Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
Well, how are you guys doing today?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
Great. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to call and comment about the whole basketball end of the movie. Ball hits off the rim, goes up
Please.
In the air. Actually, Teen Wolf, Michael J. Fox, at the very end scene, he's a free throw to win the game. Hits the front of the rim, and it goes up in the air for like 10 seconds. Crowd holds their breath. And I hate to bring up Teen Wolf, but 1985. No. But I had a call.
I love it.
I'm thrilled that you thought to bring up Teen Wolf.
Yeah. I love that it was your first call ever to the show. And we have this about Teen Wolf.
You want to squeeze in? You want to tell me directly, I need to see this movie? Because I don't think I've seen this movie. So maybe I can have a doubleheader with the fish that, what is this other thing called?
The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
That and Teen Wolf.
No.
I'll set up a big screen in the backyard. We'll invite people over.
I think Mike, the caller, might agree. Teen Wolf is unwatchable.
No, are you kidding me? It should have won an Oscar.
Should have won an Oscar is so funny. That's good. Especially if you mean it. That's good, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Should have won an Oscar. Well, I thought, didn't he say he was embarrassed to mention Teen Wolf? Sorry to mention Teen Wolf, but I got the sense he didn't really like the movie or respect it. And then he pushes back. Smart. That was a good play by Mike. I had him read wrong. It's somebody that didn't respect Teen Wolf.
It's possible I've seen some of these things and I've just forgotten. I mean, I forget a lot of stuff.
Teen Wolf.
There's only so much room in here, you know. It's some stuff slips away. But I don't think I ever saw Teen Wolf.
You'd like The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. It's a different era, too. It's not like 80s. I mean, you're not going to see Molly Ringwald in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. It's not a John Hughes movie.
All right.
It's not one of these, you know, sappy teenage 80s rom-coms. It's like a cool basketball movie with lots of famous people in it and Harry Shearer.
Please tell me Harry Shearer is like the trainer or something.
I don't know.
He's not in it. He's not in shorts trying to guard Dr. J, is he?
Let's hope. I want to go back and check.
That seems like that would be a tough assignment.
It's a tough assignment. That would be a tough assignment.
Coach, what are we doing here?
For
Dr.
anybody.
J, he's eating Shearer alive.
So we're back here in 1979.
Hit someone else on Dr. J. Not the bass player from Spinal Tap.
Can we
get him out of here?
Can we get Greg to do like a basketball version of the serial All-Stars, and except that it's like basketball legends and actors from the 70s and 80s? Oh, dear God. Julius Erving is going off against Lonnie Anderson.
Over here.
That would be funny. I'm not sure she's in the Fish to Save Pittsburgh. Speaking of Pittsburgh, Andrew Filippone will join us at 6 today. Let's take another call. Here is Randy. Hi, Randy.
Gentlemen, speaking of John Hughes movies, I just wanted to confirm, or if you could dispel, that the rumor of you two guest appearing in the new Hallmark movie with William Shatner in the opening scene, if that's true or not. Just curious.
I'm not in it. I know that.
There's no... I'm sorry. I've not heard this rumor. I did apply, and I did not get a part.
Gotcha. Well, that is a shame, and maybe things will change, Bulldog. But back on the Josh Allen situation there, the conversation.
Yes.
I love the point you guys made about Brett Favre. Absolutely true early on in his career. And then as time went on, I started to think about it. You know, a kid from a small school, big arm, athletic. Who does this remind me of? Oh, man, what about that guy from Tulane, J.P. Lossman? You know, so that's where my head went for a second. But I think after the perfect game, I'll never forget, I went on to NBC Boston Sports, and Tom Curran said it best. He runs better than Mahomes. He runs better than Rodgers. He runs better than Burrow, but he throws better than Lamar. There's nobody like him, absolute unicorn, I think. Quarterbacks, if there's anyone ever like him ever again in our lifetime, you compare it to him. He's his own entity. He's one and one. There's nobody to compare him to. There he is.
All right. Well, how it's going to be, not that any of that is wrong. I mean, I'm not going to tell you it is, but how it's going to be is based on how the Bills do. What happens in the playoffs over the next 5 to 10 years? I mean, if it's more than 10, that's incredible. It's been 7.
Right.
They've made the playoffs 6 years in a row. They've won the division 5 years in a row. Right now, he and they are in a class of teams that are known for losing. They're known for being good or great even, but not getting to the top. And we've lived it with the Kelly teams. That's kind of what that was. Allen is better than Kelly. I mean, I think that's kind of easy. And I loved Kelly and those teams, but I think that's kind of easy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what that discourse has always been since they broke up, since they retired. That's always been.
They didn't get there. Well, yeah. I mean, they got there. They didn't win it. Yeah.
I mean, they could have been like the Lions or some team that did nothing. So they did way more than that. But that's just that's how it goes. And I think that's also how it goes here. And the difference in competition in the AFC here versus then is dramatic. And, you know, the Bills are a victim of that. Not to say that they're entirely without fault, but they're a victim of Mahomes and Burrow. And, you know, they've beaten
Jackson,
Lamar Jackson.
But he's there.
But he's a comp for Allen, too, because they're having the same career.
Right.
They're both incredible. You've never seen anything like them before. MVP players. But they haven't gotten there yet, and they'll be remembered largely the same if that doesn't change, I think. You had to see them, but they're not going to, you know, have, other than on Hallmark, movies made about them. they're not going to have, you don't have John Facenda yet here happening with this team.
No.
You might have whoever Hallmark's narrator is, the voice of Hallmark, who's that going to be? Is that somebody...
The Smuckers guy, or somebody? The late George Wendt. I don't know.
The Smuckers guy?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know if there is one, but anyway, you get the point. 803-0550, Josh Allen's career comp is whom? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.